Ensure you pray. Decades of consistency will receive one for another. Decades of consistency. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just as all of us are on our knees, let us sing together. So we stand stronger. Yes. We are men. We're focused. So we stand.
We stand.
We are men. We're focused. We have one destiny, yeah.
We have one destiny.
Yeah. This one's come rain, come shine. This one will be found in your will. In the name of Jesus, years down the line will become blossoming on this path of righteousness. No distractions, no retrogressions. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, standing. Thank you. Hallelujah. Welcome your neighbor. Be seated. Well done. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Welcome your neighbor. Greet almost everybody. Stand up and greet almost everybody. Greet almost everybody. Samuel, how are you doing? Long time. Nice seeing you again. Nice seeing you, Samuel. Okay. How are you doing? Share somebody up, some people. Share them up. Tell them that you are in this forever. So cheer up, come on. Tell them you are in this forever. So better cheer up, huh? Okay. Eunice, why are you not standing up to greet somebody? Are you? Amen. Okay, thank you, everybody. Thank you, too. Yes, thank you. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. So the one thing we must all remember is the fact that things that we call physical postures. There are some things, like for instance, in John chapter 13, you can see when Jesus was washing his disciples' feet, which was actually to indicate something extra. It's not like, where are your people? Jesus. Where's my man? Where's everybody? This place was always the field. You know, they are preparing their last exam, right? So they are almost fit to leave this place to be transferred to the next. Okay, so I'm saying something that don't discard things like that. At times there's just times for Abraham, how are you doing? You know, saying there are just times that you just all those things you see in the Bible, like going flat on your face praying, being on your knees praying with tears at times, it's not out of place, okay? It's not anti-grace. Some people think the grace message is only when is cool, is rosy, is I'm up that one. No. There is something that is called heartfelt prayers, right? Are you with me? Heartfelt prayers. That means it's heartfelt when if you do something to your posture. Sorry, help me today. I'm just be a bit rustic. So if you do something to your posture, there will be postures to it. There will be like there are times I pray and I just say, God, just help me. It's not anti-new creation prayers. Are you with me? God, help me with this doctrine. I have not tread this path before. I have not seen this path tread dead before. So just help me now. At times, so things like lifting up your hands in prayer, you don't say, yeah, but I have God inside of me. Why should I? You get all those type of things. Don't be a touch prayer man, okay? You can be touched in the place of your righteousness, but in the place of that devotion, consecration, be a raw man, be an Elijah. At least, you know, there's a reason why the story of people like Elijah was left for us in the Bible. When he was to pray for rain to come down, how did he pray, guys? Who remembered? Who can demonstrate that? Someone just pray like that in this church. Let me not mention his name. The guy is at the back. Amen. Something like that. So, if somebody see you now shouting, you say, these people, they are legalistic. See, Mongongong. You have not known anything. By the time they just drop you in the center of Gombe, Gombe is close. They just drop you in the center of Iran, preach. What do you say? You say, God, let's forget the Greek word now. Use your language. Use Benue. You say, God, save me. Help me now. If you don't help me, I'm done. So there's something called heartfelt. Let your prayers be heartfelt. Okay? Let your body knows the type of prayers you are praying. Something like that. At times, so especially when the man of God, when they are giving us a prayer focus in church, ensure you that CACT, don't like to leave you. Okay? Don't use the method one. Okay? Use CAC one. I prefer CAC. Amen. Hope you know when we go to WC. Hope you know we clap in WC. Hope you know. We've seen royal prayer though. You don't know. you think now it's Greek word? It's not Greek word though. And you want to know me that? Of course, no, we don't sing that one. So I mean, I'm just saying that, don't be touche, okay? I have told you when to be touche. Be touche in ShopRite, no problem. Be touche outside. But here it says spirituality, guy. Say, guy, this makeup. So just bring up your makeup cleaner. And say, this one is soul. This is life at stake. Praise God. That's the point. God is what people just now do is what they ought to do outside. They now want to bring it to church. What you supposed to? Are you saying they do your teachings outside? You want to bring it to church now? Say, praise God. I love Jesus. He is my father. He is my papa. Say, God is my papa. God is my papa. Okay, and you don't think that is Christianity? No, Christianity is absolute. Say it's absolute. It's only if you have not put your life on the line. That's why you don't know it's heartfelt. It's heartfelt. So 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, not 2, okay? Or you open 2. 1 Timothy 3 from verse 14 to 16. I can still see the stress of the weekend exam in the face of some of you. Sir Grace. You don't feel like that. Well done, eh? Well done. Years of consistency, right? Praise God. Don't worry, you will revenge too on others, okay? You will revenge. You will bring many more into this reality. Okay. Let's read 14 to 16 together. One to go. Yes? But if I tarry long, that thou know how thou tells to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground. Yeah, 16. Great is the mystery of God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up Come on, let's read 15 again. But if I tarry long, that know how to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar. That's, write this down, that you are at your best in the church does not imply you are hypocritical. That you are putting up the best of character, the best of attitude in church does not mean that you are hypocritical. It simply means you revere God's presence. It simply means you revere God's presence. Now, as I said, God's presence right now, what now we say, but God's presence is always with us. I know. But you also know that we have what we call the congregational presence. That means when two or three are gathered in my name. Okay? So what is the statement again? For those who did not write it, please. Yeah. It does not mean you are hypocritical. That means if in your place of work, if somebody slap you, you retaliate or you go and report or you go. But if you don't do that in church, if you don't retaliate in church, that does not mean that you are double. It simply means you know in this place you wrap your head. I know why I'm here. I know what I'm doing. Are you with me? So this one said that you should know how you ought to behave yourself. There are some things that I will not take in my place of work, but in church, you must take it. You better take it because Jesus took it for you. Praise God. Amen, amen. So in church, we put up the best of attitudes. 2 Corinthians 7 now, verse 10. So the response to God's word must be repentance. The response to God's word. Response to God's word must be repentance. God's word has been shared. You have been taught. Your eyes have been opened. You have been exposed to the truth of God's word. The response must be repentance. What is repentance? I change my thinking. I change my mindset. I change my perception. I change it from what I thought to what I am told. The response to God's word must be repentance. And repentance is a change of thinking. So repentance is not Old Testament. It's our testament. Repentance is our thing. Repentance is forever in the faith. Repentance is not only when you became born again. Repentance is what you do progressively. Right now, if you are exposed to greater light for you to see more truth in God's word, you simply repent. That means you change your thinking. I still repent too. I still change my thinking. You change your thinking. You start thinking from how you ought to, how you think before to what you have been instructed. So, sorry, I'll be a bit fast because we have two topics to deal with today. It's chapter 7, verse 10. Sorry, okay, this is godly relations. What did we call it last time? Huh? I don't know. Relation in God's family, something like that, right? Relations in God's family, it's part two. I just want to smoothen some things I didn't mention properly the last time. That should be on Monday, right? Some 2 weeks ago, 2, 3 weeks ago. So, verse 10 and 11 of 2 Corinthians 7, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh what? Death. Can you see that? Can you see that? 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. Godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Now, this is where context comes in Bible interpretation. That you are saying salvation here does not mean he's talking to a fresh convert, or it does not mean he's talking to somebody that you are just bringing to the light of Christ. Actually, this context is in response to 1 Corinthians 5, when a guy was suspended, or was quoted in church for practices. So I told him that. So he's not saying saying here that godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. So you salvation here would mean what? Be free. Change of conduct. Thank you. Awesome. A change of conduct. So context. So don't just think that anyway, I see salvation is just talking about rescue from salvation. It's just a word. It's now salvation from what? So salvation here will now mean a change of conduct, a change of attitude, a change of thinking, a change of orientation. Thank you. So for verse 11 now. For behold, this self-same thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you. You can see? What care? He didn't say you received the Holy Ghost. What carefulness it wrought in you. Yea, what clearing of yourself. What indignation. What fear. What a vehement desire. What zeal. What revenge. In all things you have approved yourself to be clear in this matter. So, godly sorrow walk and leads to repentance. To repentance. So that means I must take some conscious step upon hearing God's word. Please write that down. I must take some conscious step upon hearing God's word. For instance, if we thought about evangelism, etc., there must be a response. There must be a response. There must be a conscious response. If we thought about the character of God, then in your progressive prayers, you should pray like a man that knew that God is good. If we taught in church about the things of the Spirit, about tongues and interpretation, how it is for you, then repentance will be, I use that gift of God the more. Are you with me? That means I now deliberately practice the things I have been taught. If we practice joy in the Holy Ghost, rejoicing the Holy Ghost, etc., repentance will mean I now do that thing the more. That is repentance. 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 Every teaching in church demands a change from you. A change. Every teaching in church, it demands a change. It will do something. It must do something to your past. I mean, it must toggle something. It must shake something. That's the point. It must. So like right now, in this series, we have been talking about how to relate. How to relate. It's not a church. It's not just where people come together and just say, "Ah, we are family." We just say all manner. Jude and Samuel is in one corner, just talking about Arsenal and Chelsea. They talk about it for 30 minutes heavily. Yeah, wow, we are family. Oh, I know somebody else is in that corner talking about wow. See, this is the latest makeup. If you use this one in 1 week, your face will not what. Your face will not. You can. I didn't know. I think it should be you and Mimi that was in the car one day that we just crossed City Gate. Yeah. They didn't know I was timing them. They were talking, but is it makeup? Confess yourself. Is it makeup? Yeah. I was going to church. They didn't know. I was talking about makeup. I was hearing. I was timing them. 30 seconds. Makeup. 1 minute. Makeup. Is it up to 5 minutes? It's not up to 5 minutes. How to shout on them? Where do you think you are going? The moment you carry out your Bible that you are going to church, you are already put on the mindset of church. And you're talking, this one will last, this one will not last, this one is the condition. So, get out there! How will the Holy Ghost move? Are you with me? So that means, like for instance, the height of our conversation in church must be spiritual things. Write that down. Simple. The height, the loudest, the most common, the most emphasized must be spiritual things. Nobody came to church to hear hot Nigeria gist. Of course, if you want to hear hot Nigeria gist, where do you go to? Twitter, right? Have you vision? She knows it. I will see, check all your phones, all one after the other, all the apps that are there. That will be your graduation ceremony. The apps, check. Which one is a tool of rebellion here? You remove it by the power of God. Amen, amen. Are you with me? Romans 15. So, repentance, that is the attitude. Repentance. Let's read together. Please pay attention, okay? From verse 1 to 7. 1 to go. Romans 15, 1 to 7. 1 to go. We then that are strong ought. Hold on, please. When you read this, read it with an attitude. Read it like, mix your mind with what you are reading. See the flow. Okay? Let's read again. 1 to go. Yes? We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his toward edification. Okay, don't look at me, I'll stone you this microphone. For edification, that means to the intent that he gets better. Are you with me? Thank you. Next verse, let's read, yes. For even what Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproach of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grants you to be like-minded one towards another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. That is a lot. That's a lot. Wherefore, receive you one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. That's a lot. Are you with me, brethren? This is why it's a calamity, error, ridiculous statement for someone to be saying, no, I am Igbo, shut up. I am Yoruba, shut up. In this place, you are a new creation. Simple. That is your common identity here. Are you with me? You don't hype nonsense more than God says. Eh? All those our tribes is nonsense. You don't know? Is it God that divided us into tribes? Let's leave that open for understanding Genesis series 9 or something. Let's see chapter 14, Romans 14, verse 1. These are super loaded. You receive one another as Christ received you. He has money, doesn't have money. He's a graduate, he's an undergraduate. He's that. Receive you one another as Christ what? Received us. If that did not come, that I will start facing believers by what they drive, what they wear, how they look, the pep, the Joe Armani, what do you call those type of, this Gucci. See, he's wearing Gucci pants. Gucci pants. Awesome. I'm my pastor. Head to toe is Gucci pants. Me, head to toe is Henry Tito. Hallelujah. Praise God. Joy, who was that? By the time you are now putting that you are hyping those uniqueness, those distinction. No, I think chapter 14, please. From verse 1, let's read, yes. Him that is weak in faith, receive you, but not to doubtful disposition, sorry. For one believeth he may eat all things, and that who is weak eat only indomie, herbs. Let not him that eateth indomie despise him that eateth apple. Amen. And let not him that eateth in yakoyo, yes, judge him that eat in ShopRite. Oh, yeah. For God has received both of them. Is that not clear? Next verse. Who art thou that judges another man's servant? So if you are in live stream, all those things are powerful, okay? To his own master is talent of fallen. Yeah, he shall be holding up, for God is able to. Okay, let's read verse 5. Want to go there? Yes. Exceed one day above another. Another day, exceed every day alike. Let every man be what? Fully. Would you remember what you put on your New Year day that people are celebrating New Year? You are not serious. You can see. Somebody say he's celebrating New Year. Is he? What's your business? You say I'm not celebrating. You still sit down at home. It's not. No, I didn't talk. I said, you're not serious. I just kept quiet. Yeah, it's Happy New Year. It's Happy New Year. It's awesome. Oh, glory. And nonsense. Remember, I love your updates some days ago. Say, yeah, when I see the evening, I reevaluate my day. What have I done for the gospel today? Right? That means the New Year, I think we studied that in which series? Huh? Okay, prayers and the wisdom of the Spirit, right? That even that we can use all these things that are natural as a datum, as a tool to commit ourselves, right? More to the gospel of Christ. Oh, every time I see another breaking of the day, I ask myself, what will I do for the Lord today? Simple. A breaking of the day reminds me of Genesis 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, which is salvation through faith in Christ. Amen, amen. Come on, where are we? Verse what? Verse 6 now. He that regard the day, regard it unto the Lord. And he that regard not the day to the Lord, regard it not. Like, birthday is not bad. So don't think because me, I don't. Oh, no, before I can wish you happy birthday, then you have made it, really. I don't know. The thing is also, I'm always feeling like I'm lying. When time somebody that is not serious, I'm going to say, you are awesome. You excel in the work of God. You are. No, this one needs to be scolded. This one does not need all this lie. I cannot lie to you because it's your birthday. Why should I? Are you with me? Are you with me? So, but like that is not doctrine. That's what I'm saying. It's not doctrine. So somebody is celebrating. You're awesome. You celebrate with him. Somebody is like, oh, I say, well, he's not doing anything. You're okay, awesome. Just pipe low. What binds us together is more than that. Are you with me? It's more than that. Some people, they say, say they don't do naming, like my wife's people, awesome, they don't do this. Oh, okay, no problem, but you believe in Jesus? Yeah, he died for you, yeah, he rose again, awesome, that's enough. Is that not enough? Let's not kill ourselves about what will not stand in the test of eternity. Ah, you, okay, what is the standard for holy skirt? Should it be here or here or here? Me, I will choose here. Shall, if you want to choose me, that's the holy skirt. Yeah, I will choose Anku. Where's Anku? Yeah, that's holy. But who am I to make that doctrine? Say we must be loud on the things that binds us together and silent on the things that divides us. Good. Must be loud, louder on the things that binds us together. Righteousness binds us together. Holiness binds us together. The things of the Spirit bind us together. The gift of God, the ministry of Jesus binds us together. We must be louder on all those ones. Now I'll be doing a series on dress code. So let's read, verse 7. For none of us liveth to himself, according to believers in Christ. Say, I don't live to myself. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dies to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. So whether we live, therefore, or we die, we are the Lord. Can you say that is just eternal, eternal, everything is settled. Verse 7, yes. For to this end, Christ both what? Died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. Glory to God. That's why the believers don't quack. We are always in Christ. Verse 10, but why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set up not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. You can see that's judgment of believers. But it's written, as I live, say the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. So anyway, later we look at this in Jesus. When you actually seen that Philippians 2, when he said, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. I think that every knee there is not talking about everybody. The choice of man is still involved. Selah, Selah. Okay. 13 now. If you get me, if you are thinking along what I just said. Verse 12, so then every one of us shall give account of sin to God. 13, 1 to go, let's read. Yes. Let us therefore judge anymore, but judge rather that no man put a stumbling block to fall in his brother's way. For I know, and I am persuaded by the Lord Jesus, that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, you know, it's unclean. You know, some people say starch is not good. Well, my name is Abi. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now see the point. If thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably. Destroy not him with thy meat, for whom what? Christ. That means at times I can be low, I can mellow. What is the English for mellow? Mellow. Okay, mellow is fine. Okay, that means I can mellow my rights. Are you with me? For the sake of another person. Okay, so I'm reading verse 4, please. Thank you. Let's read 16, want to go. Everybody, yes. Let not then your good be evil. Again, read again, yes. Why? Next verse, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the living. For he that in these things serveth Christ is what? Set up to God and approved in what things? In what things? Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. So anybody that served God in these three, under these three umbrella, righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, he says is acceptable to God and is approved to all men. So 19. Want to go help me loud and clear? Let us come on by my left. What, and guys in training, when I say read your voice, you'll be loudest, or else you will not graduate. I will bring just increase your curriculum by faculty is already looking at me. What are you trying to say? So read very well. Okay, let's read loud and clear verse. What again? Yes, want to go. Let us therefore follow after the things that make for what? And things wherewith one may edify. Simple. So that's our focus in church. You don't have to follow this in your place of work. It's not compulsory. But in church, this is compulsory. It's your focus. Exactly, brethren. Okay, for meat destroying not the work of God, for all things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. As thou faith, have it to yourself before God. Happy is he that condemn not himself in the things which he allowed. But he that doubted it is damned if he eats, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Hallelujah. So write this down. So clearly, we can see that Christianity is not practiced individually. It's not a personal thing. Don't say anything I want to do, I do. Don't say it's my faith. Don't say it's my thing. Don't say anyhow I want to do it, I will do it. Don't say anyhow I feel, anyhow I feel it. Why are you not greeting happy today? I don't feel like greeting her. He said, why are you snubbing everybody in church? I don't feel like today. Shut up. You are hyping Adamic nonsense. It's not what you feel. You are called into a body. You are born into a body. You are not born into isolation. Are you getting me? Thank you. So you are not nobody. None of us is born into isolation. It's a relationship with others in Christ. What is Christianity? A relationship with others in Christ. A relationship with other men in Christ. Christianity is where a lot of things are done for the sake of another. For the sake of another. At times you are praying until your prayer point transcends from just about yourself. It's more than just yourself, my needs, my this. Until it's like that, you have not grown up spiritually. It must be more than you. Why you give? No, if you are really giving for the sake of others, you will give better. You must do things for the sake of others. That's Christian. That's the faith. That's the faith. That's the faith. Like your righteousness, consciousness, it will affect others positively. Your righteousness, consciousness, for instance, it will affect others positively. It will heal your neighbor. It will give your neighbor accurate words of knowledge. It will build others into maturity. That is, remember I said, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what I'm saying now. So like, for instance, your righteousness, consciousness, it will affect others positively. When you are strong on your righteousness, you'll be of help to your neighbor when he needs healing. Peace with others. Peace will make you communicate the things of God easily. It will make it easy to be received. Easy to be received. Peace. We are called to live in peace. We are called to live in peace. Remember that Hebrews 12:14 is follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man will see God. Where? Through you. Not to see God in heaven. That's not what Hebrews 12:14 is saying. He's saying if you don't follow peace with all men, and if you don't walk in your holiness, people will not be able to see God in your life. That's what he's saying. Are you with me? That's the same thing when he's saying, let your light so shine before men, so that they can what see your good works and what glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, 18. It's the same thing as Hebrews 12:14. That's not a scripture for making them. That's a scripture for living at peace with one another. Is that clear? Some of you are expecting a harmonious heaven and you are causing a catastrophic church. Are you with me? You are not going to the heaven. Which heaven? The heaven must start here. Amen. Must start here. The harmony must start. Okay. So Romans 15:30. See, now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. Verse 32, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and you may be refreshed. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Say joy in the Holy Ghost. That would be irrespective of your situation. This is what I'm telling you is not to dating. It's not to dating. That's why I'm so grateful. I always love to make reference to Cheyenne and my sister that knew me long before today. It's impossible for you to get me moody. You must really try. In fact, maybe if I discover that Jesus did not really die, he just fainted. Maybe that one can affect me. It's so impossible. The greatest disappointments I have seen, they don't last 10 minutes in my thinking. 10 minutes to be thinking about about disappointment. How I am disappointed about something. Now get me moody. Now get me, oh God, I need to do so. Praise God. Say, joy in the Holy Ghost is for service. Say, I don't have the license to be moody in church. So, if you know that you are the moody type, this is what you do. At home, get a mirror, put it before your face. Be moody to yourself at home. Do the moody very well at home. Once you get to church, format your brain. Be at your best, that you may know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of the living God, the ground and pillar of truth. That means, well, some things are permitted in your house, in your closet, where it's only you and your naked body and your God that is there. In church, it's different. Praise God. Thank you. 1 John 1 verse 3. Like, for instance, in teachings, learn to respond well. At times, when we finish teaching, I watch you guys pray. Because you think, if you are praying, if you are not praying, you just think, because some of you have known you, first roll around the church like this. After message, just roll around. This is what he said. It's okay. That is not an attitude others can inculcate in you. It's not. Don't be looking uninterested. You are selling uninterestingness to somebody else. You get what I'm saying? When you are looking like Google is looking better. You are selling that. Should I just be loving? Yes, be loving. Yes, yes, that's church. What if I don't have food to eat at home? Just say, yeah. Glory to God. Yeah. Again, I told you, when you are at your best in church, it's not being hypocritical. It is reverence. Okay, is it the same way you relate with your friends? That, my G, pa. You not see Bari, Bari, my G, pa. You think I can just break off. You want to do like this for Bari, my G. We just enter the White House, Trump, what's up? Clone Shell. As you enter that place, you just wrap yourself. Holy is the Lord. It's simple. So it's not being hypocritical. It's just the environment. Amen, amen. Say, I'm in the greatest institution on earth. Say, this deserves the best of me. Thank you. So, 1 John 1 verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. 1 John 1 3. You don't have a Bible, you're using soft copy Bible. That we also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son Jesus Christ. Anyone that detests fellowship is proving he's not born again. Next, let me say that. Anyone that detests fellowship with other believers is proving that he is not born again. I'm not saying he's not born again, though. Don't get me wrong, okay? But that is what he is proving. Whether he's born again or not, though, what he is proving is that what? He's not born again. Hope you got that. Anyone that detests fellowship, because see that, because he's actually talking about salvation, because, see, if we have seen him, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. So how do you fellowship with the Father and with the Son? You fellowship with who? The saints. Are you with me? It's not about this little light of mine. I will let it shine. You cannot keep the light in your company. The Christianity is personal. Go and know God for yourself. That's why people have entered the plenty dungeons they find themselves today. But they are trying to know God for themselves. Verse 7. Look at the Bible. 1 John 1, 7. For if we walk in the what? Come on. 1 John 1, 7. Everybody want to go? For if we walk in the... As he is in... We have what? Fellowship one with... And what will happen? The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from... No, not clear. So can you, should you call yourself a believer and you are detesting fellowship and you are eating VG and you are eating, and if until it is a special program, you are not interested, you are not a believer. No. You are in introduction to be a believer. You are, in fact, you are not even in the pre-degree. I mean, no, you are not yet there. No. We have fellowship one with another. We have fellowship one with another. So, come back to Philippians now, 1:27. Philippians 1:27. Only let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Christ. Ah, see that again? Only let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Christ. That whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one what? One spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the... So what must we be found striving together for? Is it Arsenal Man U? For the faith of the gospel. If we hear that, Brother Sammy is shouting in one corner, is Ian Brogdon is shouting, what should be the subject matter? Maybe, no. Maybe that means you can say, no, let's take Uganda. Sammy say, no, let's take North Korea. Yeah, you can argue on that one. Is it Uganda first or North Korea? No, Sammy say, North Korea. I must meet that short man. I must put you. I want to say, no, no, no.
I just want to escape to where you can. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
Striving together in the what? It's so sad for church, for in places where you say, just corner here, and they say, that's the same. We have to do that. Depending on your car, there are some places you cannot park. Rogo. I struggle to buy a car, let's call it 200K, 300K. And I say, I cannot park in some places. Yeah? Who are the ones that park in those places? You know, there's a church that is close to this place. As you come every Sunday. The cars they usually used to decorate in front of the church. Yeah, I know the. They're all SUVs and Range Rover Sport, Prado Jeep, Hilux with Patrol, open roof. You know, so okay, if you are driving convertible like this, no, please you park on this side of the park on this side convertible. There are no small people like convertible. Small convertible this side. So if you drive SUV, please enjoy the park here. You come with bicycle. And you come with golf. Oh God. He's sad. Nobody must be feeling left out in church. Nobody must be feeling that left out in church. Nobody must be feeling left out in church. Don't have a Christianity where where you are doing more harm to the body. Amen, amen. Are you with me, brethren? Okay, so Philippians 2, verse 1 now. If there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercy, fulfill you, my God, that you be what? That you be what? What is of like-minded? Thinking alike. Hope you know, like-mindedness, it can only be if we are all focusing on the gospel. Because it's impossible for me to be thinking like you unless we are thinking about the same thing. Like-minded. Having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let's read verse 3 and 4 together. Want to go help me? Yes, sirs. Let nothing be done through what? Strive or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem the other better than himself. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of what? That means if I got 92 in my exam and somebody got 56, when you are talking about it, who did better? 56! Seller! I said, wow! I said, Pastor, wow! If you see the approach that he attacked that question, although the volume may not be much, but she's so smart. She's so intelligent. You are simply obeying the word, okay? Are you with me? Let's learn to value the little contributions of those we call little. Value those little contributions. Value it. That's church. Church is where everyone's input is valued deliberately. Put that word. Deliberately. Because you too. Remember the first exam that Izzet wrote? And she looked like she was begging God and the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, don't let me. Are you looking at her? Yeah. I was reading her. She just mixed. She just DJ me. Just DJ. Just mixed. DJ. Are you looking at her? Hmm. Amen. So, you know, like, because that is the joker in the church. You don't know who is, you don't know who will be tomorrow. Like before, I was the so-called black sheep of my family, or you know how they call it. I'm the one that does not go to church. I'm the one that my mother will be going to church doing this. I'm the one that will not send. My mother will carry an engine ahead going to church. I won't go. My brother is already preaching, doing this, doing that. I mean, I'm just there at home watching cartoon on Sunday morning. When it pleased God to reveal it, himself in me. Hallelujah. Okay. Yeah, I don't believe that. So, please, if you don't, I love to say, anyone you are seeing in church, value them. Simple. Now, somebody is enough to weigh into our body, the body, right? And come to church, and this type of boring church, sit down, hearing is enough to be valued. You don't know tomorrow, now. Relax. And we pray, and don't forget, ministry is also supernatural. That means, when there is awkward today, can just... even as leaders, when you are correcting, ensure you are not disdaining. Know the difference between correcting and disdaining a believer. Amen, amen. So, again, we are talking about being like-minded. This is still relation in God's family, past two. I don't think I'll be able to get to our Jesus today. It's still long. Of course, we have tomorrow, we have Friday, we have Saturday, we have Sunday. So, God will come down in His glory, in His power. Amen, amen. So, in short, look out for one another's spiritual growth. Please write that down. Look out for one another's spiritual growth. Make sure you do that. You must look out for it. You must look out for it. Like if you have seen, maybe if you have seen that EZ was absent for some couple of times, it's not that I sent her, he volunteered. Look out for, okay, I'm coming, I'll explain. Anyone, right, Isa, whose discussion always takes you off from spiritual things must be checked. I don't know how to put that very well. Anyone that always have communications with you, but the intent of that discussion is to take you off spiritual things. It's why it's now always about relationship. Relationship. This. That's even a stupid person. Very stupid. In church. And all you are. No, see, very, guys and ladies, learn to be telling some people, sorry, I am not convenient in this conversation. Are you with me? You see how some people are always talking, always want to dare you, always want to. Hey, guy, can we talk about something better? I am not convenient in this conversation. Don't have people that they are your supplier of canality, especially in church. Someone is hearing God's word. Maybe after the service, right? Before you just come to the meeting. Just like, you know, how your parents, like, for just now, if your uncle called, yeah, okay, if your family is, if they call right now, right, what is their first question? Have you got any else? What of your job? What is the next one? Have you seen her? Have you? They are giving up on you. Like someone like Eunice, now she has not been here for 1 month. They will be calling her, are you funding? Is she here to find husband? Are you with me? So, like, it's now so bad when such people is now the one still said that as you are finishing writing the notes, Rogers, Alphara, as that girl say yes to you, what's your business? What's your business? Tell them, say, face your work, oh. Say, Jesus is our work, yeah. So, say, we face Jesus. Face your work. For me, you are looking like you are 36. You have not married. Face your work, oh. Face your work. Anybody that needs emergency husband, they know where to go to. They didn't come here looking for that. Face your work. Anybody that wants to armor overnight, they know where they sell gun. Or if they don't know, we can direct help them. They could have gone there. They have nightclubs. You know. They came here for something else. Especially if it's not a day that Pastor Joy now I call everybody. I say, hey, sorry, I don't mind Pastor Joy. Can I take you out? After hacking. Hope you know that means you want to de-hack the hacking. Allow the hacking to settle. If I talk to somebody, like, Sister Grace, why are you wearing tomboy shoe? Don't now come to our after service. Yeah, sorry. Oh, let the thing sink. Let it sink. Let it soak. Is that clear? All those things, they are soft way of trying to looking for camps outside. You are just trying to calm somebody out of his past. I mean, out of correction. I didn't know if you get that. It's up to it. It looks so emotional. And say, yeah, sorry. The person may not understand how you are feeling, but I understand. who have I ever understood how you feel? Yeah? Nobody. None of you. I remember the day, like, oh God, I was not happy of that day. The day I corrected that kid, oh, child. You know that day. So, like, it's now, the tricky part is now, sorry, don't worry, just try, sir. I was going to do something, you now say, let's try. That person. Just I well done. Take care. That is let it sink. Praise God. Of course. And don't people like to prove that they like you more than like their father, like Father Abraham now. If you think Father Abraham, we are happy. I'll just bring another God. Have happy to be happy. Yeah, Father Abraham will happy. Imagine if after Father Abraham said, go on, study, go on, do this. He did now say, come, my dad, come, my dad, come. Everything you think, don't you? That's Satan. That's Satan. Praise God. Say we know how to relate in the church. Say we know that nothing is done here to pull anyone down. It's all like, for instance, let's be fair and frank. The joblessness around, is it the fault of the church or the fault of the nation? Come on, the church. I hear church from somewhere. Happy, is that you? It's somebody, it came from somewhere. So, if after every service, somebody says, so this is your job now. How are we going to do it? It's up to, but it is to take your mind away from what you are getting. It's small. It looks like his power is like it's caring for you. But why must it be after service? After service, I was just talking about things of the Spirit, wholesome, glory to God, the glory of God is everywhere. What should you talk about? Be that Old Testament believer. I'm sorry, what I mean Old Testament? Old 1980s. Where we say, how many hours did you pray last week? 36 hours. Me, big man. I will double your own. Glory. That is Christianity. Not where you are competing. He said, this is your ear. Where is the reach? You reach my hand. Okay. I'll catch you. My own. Where will you reach? I do not say, you think I don't know? You think I don't know? Not doing unnecessary competition. Compete in the things of the Spirit. Yes, I said compete in that. Healthy competition. Just meet somebody. Say, okay, this week, let's give ourselves a target. Yeah, we get five people filled with the Holy Ghost on the street this week. Yeah, I dare you to. That's way to dare one another. What in carnal things? So that's the church. Say we spoil ourselves to spiritual growth. So, like, if you let me say this carefully. Let's for instance, if we have two people, both of them are CEOs, okay? They know how to do business very well. They can help you in business. Listen to the meal. One of them is in your church. One of them is not in your church, it's outside. The one in your church is not serious. Okay? It's not serious. It's not just there. It's not like praying. It's not like anything. When you are looking for advice in business, try to go to that person that's outside your church. You get what I'm saying? Because, like, anyone in what you enter here, have I taught you accounting before? How to balance sheet, marketing? You learn that from church? You learn that from your professors, Abby? Are they born again? Not sure, Abby. I'm not sure. But, so, this is what I'm saying. Anyone in church, whatsoever service you are receiving from them gladly, tell something about the value you place on the mission of the church. Let me explain. Don't write that yet. I'm saying, listen, let me put this in better words. Like, whatsoever service, are you with me? You are receiving from a man in church that is not interested in why we are there. In something. That means, I am already valuing you. Okay, it's so simple. Just imagine a lady that does not have time for any exam. I want to come and be doing special number every Sunday. Do you receive that gift? Huh? No, we don't need the gift. Okay, I'm going to explain that one better next time. I don't know how to say more than that. And I have ang, I'll push it to you. So, simply, this is how I put it in my notes. Rate men with their obedience to the ministry. Rate men with their obedience to the ministry. Yeah, I know she doesn't like, she doesn't pray in church that much, but anytime she counsels me on my relationship, wow, I feel so cool. You are supporting a rebellion indirectly. Don't receive such service. Don't. Me, I am so, before, I'm better now. There were people that before, I can't enter the account. I mean, before. I can't enter the car to take me home. I won't enter. You go. You come by my magazine, you won't come. I'm talking about not this church, I'm talking about my old life. I will just not enter. You be interested in what you are doing. It's similar to a man that if somebody says, well, ministry, well, I love, it was somebody that did that and I love so much. And when he came to his church, big envelope of tithes. He said, let the pastor finish preaching and come, let him come and pray for me. He'll pray for you for what? He said, I want to go and pay my tithes. Then he come inside and learn God's word first. Say, oh, you don't understand all this. No, I don't. When he's done, he can come and I think his boss see that for him. Say, you don't do such here. Go to your tithes. Go. Go. Why immediately you collect that money? No, you have told him that. No problem, sir. Are you getting me? Just like let's have a makeup artist in church. You know, makeup artist, she can make. Please, I'm not talking about you. Relax. I'm not talking about you. She can make you elegant. She can beautify you from brother Michael to sister who to bra. Yes, from brother Michael to brother Manuel. You can change your destiny like that. Are you? And. Of course, what I'm saying is not holistic. I'm just saying the value you derive from people, let it be. Good. Okay, so what did I put here? I said, relate men with their what? Obedience to the ministry. Yeah, ministry. Yeah. So, never support a rebellious person in rebellion. Don't do that. And also, don't be indifferent. Don't be indifferent. When someone comes to you with contrary thoughts to that of the body, correct them instantly. Correct them instantly. When somebody comes to you with contrary thoughts, correct them instantly. Don't be fond of seeking for even normal counsels from people that they are deep. Disobedient to the ministry, don't do that. That would be you setting yourself up for a fall. The Bible says, is there not a wise man among you? So, like in this church, for instance, until you can take care of others in the things of the Spirit, you are not qualified to take people out. There are some people that you cannot say, you guys cannot tell me that, which can I give an example now? Nobody. Let's say, imagine that when Paracleto was say 2 weeks in this church, the second week she came, that is he doing like, am I in heaven? Which one is all this now? When is he doing like, chicken? No lady can tell me that, sir, this brother wants to take me out. I will say, I'm causing somebody. Go for your hand, that's better. You must be seen to. How do I put this? Let me just read my notes. Okay, I feel like until you can take care of others in the things of the spirit, you are not qualified to take people out. Simple. That is talking about relationship now. Very clear. Very clear. Some people cannot even come to me now. This church, you can do your thing quietly. I must not know. But you are not in training. I saw you that, yes, sir, this sister is sister. And you cannot study God's word. Sister, you cannot pray. Sister, you cannot do VG. Sister, you are doing sister. And you want him to support that. Will God not judge me? Answer, will God not judge me? He will. Sister. Say, can't he be learning as he is? No. One thing is needful. And Mary has filled that part. We should not be taking away from her. So before you drag anybody's name, you hope you know, like, although we don't make it, we have not made any rule, like, anyway, but if you know, for instance, it's honorable for you to expose your relationship to your pastor. You don't have to, don't bring it to me, or go to who you're supposed to go to. You know, just because you can, she can say, understand you small and say, okay, yeah, okay. Are you sure it's born again? Well, it's on the way. Yeah. So she will just tell you to drag. But me, I just mark you. This one. Danger zone. Keep off. Keep off. I must keep you off in my mind. I will not say it on the. I'm just saying it's honorable for you to expose your relationships to your leaders, especially your family. You don't even have to get to pastoral level. First, take it to your father and mother. Forever and ever. I'm not serious. Don't mind it. Amen, amen. Some people just love to come. You know, we have some brides that they are just caring. Just caring. Just want to be caring. Just you know, talking to a star, all this right now. This is prayerful. Everybody just come. Awesome. Just caring. How are you doing? Anybody that has time to be shutting you up for 3 hours in a day is not fit. For marriage, I cannot do without you. That is a disclaimer. Yeah, it's already danger. I cannot do without you. Say, hey, are you sure you cannot do without me? Hey, you cannot do without me. Are you sure? I cannot do without you. So, you just say, oh, if God told you to go and preach in Sokoto now, will you go? All right, you cannot do without me. 1 a.m. Hi. Hi, your dreamland. And the duty is here, praying. You will see him. You are suffering, right? Okay. I'm actually not joking. Some people here, you cannot come to me and say you see a sister. I'll say, may God. You must see the writings first. See God's word. See spiritual growth. See the things of the spirit. See the things that is compulsory. It's the same thing as saying you are in university and you say, I'm the SUG, I'm in this SUG, I'm in this group, I'm in this group. For your academics, you are in probation. It's the same thing. And that's what we do to people in church. That's why, hope you know how many people, we had keyboard, but how many months in this church before we funded it? After Brian managed travel, Brian traveled. For, we keep having new person. Every Sunday, there is one. That guy that is almost crazy. He wants to be playing when I'm preaching. He wants to be doing me those TGJ style. That's what he wants to be doing. I think we're all good. Whatever we live at. Until when I say, okay, guys, no more choir. I'm the preacher, I'm everything. Amen, amen. And today, we have more than enough. Praise God. So, I'm just saying, like, it's easy to just compromise on anything. There was only Juliet that was leading song. Remember? Only Juliet. And we have plenty of sonorosity in church. Sonorous things that is not interested in evangelism. Sonorous things that is not interested in prayer. Sonorous nonsense. Not interested in spiritual growth. So if you had, let me say, if you had given that their talent respect, if you actually come to this church, sit down, listen to God's word. Because you are Tiwa Savage, your own training is times two. It's times two, deliberately. It's not, they didn't write our church international in December. It's the Edify Assembly. The one man that received the vision. So, follow all, waka. Sela! But we are passing up better things, right? Sorry, I'm listening too much. So, the church is where we talk about revival, okay? Church is where we edify one another. I don't have somebody that is always around you to talk about relationships, talk about money, talk about. That is not why we are big brethren. I will wrap it all soon. So, the church is where we talk more about the ministry than things common to man. The church is where we talk more about the ministry than things common to man. See that word, though? Than. No one is here for the relationship gifts. You don't be a supplier of such. So, thank God. This is how I put it. I said, once you don't supply the things of God, we must not buy other things you have to offer. So that's what I'm trying to say since I'm putting it down. I've not gotten there. I said, once you don't supply the things of God, we must not, if you are offering six pack, we don't need it. If you are offering, what else do you offer? I will propose to you on the London Eye. We don't want. Once you don't supply the things of God, we must not buy all that things that you have to offer. We must not. So, in that right order, we must be responsible for one another. Okay? We must speak that vibe of the old church. Those days where men challenged themselves. I just prayed all day. You need to ask somebody outside this, outside church setting. Have you prayed 24 hours before? Ask questions like, talk about things like that. Is it that you came back right now from Latvia? Discuss that your experience. Discuss, share that passion with somebody. That's a believer. Not like saying, why do you have pimples on your face? Let the people be there. People in secondary. Where is it? Go school. Because I don't get, don't take my words to the extreme. Get it in the right context. So, the church is where we challenge one another. I just healed a bad man for the first time. Wow, that was 2 weeks ago. Wow, can we try another one? Oh, that is, you must challenge yourself. We do these things a lot in our old churches in the 90s. What's happening today? Social media. Gradually, I'm seeing the folly is in that thing that is called Facebook and everything. I'm seeing the hypocrisy. It's so much. The man can be nothing can be. Oh God, the probability that anything. Who has had a successful relationship on Facebook before and got in marriage? Facebook. I know we have, but very small. Because you are somebody, as a guy is chatting with you, you know how many people are on the minimize. You don't know? Think you are the only one? Oh wow, you are so awesome. Some of those things, copy and paste. What he told you, someone, just copy it, give it. It's relating to three at once. So which one is working? Which one is working? Okay, pa. And you are saying you are doing. Some of you will be studying for example. Okay. No. Be an offline believer. Christianity was offline. Amen. Jesus died offline. Amen. He was buried offline. Amen. He rose offline. Amen. The apostles, they spoke in tongues where? Offline. Of course, I'm online, okay? So I'm just telling you, I'm seeing everything boils down to priorities. And then order Romans 16 again, verse 17. So again, Please write this down before somebody gets me wrong. Please write, before you write this down, because I don't know the year you will preach this message to somebody else. The natural must be present. The natural must be present in our relationships. That means, you know, seeing somebody is hungry right now, say, ah, no, brother, you need to pray some more. Come on, you need to fast some more. No, the natural must be present, but it must be clear that our conversations is less of the natural and more of the spiritual. The natural must be, not should be, must be present. Because remember, First John, he said, how do you love God? He said, you love God that you cannot see when you don't show love to man that you can see. Okay? So the natural must be present, but it must be clear that our volume, our emphasis is more of the spiritual than the natural. So Romans 16:17. But now I beseech you, brethren, let's read this one together. Let me wait for you. Alright. I have two full sermons today before, but let's make it 7 o'clock tomorrow and start. Okay, Romans. How many hours did you pray last Friday? 6 hours? Okay. And this is when you're coming on Friday, please come with Nesca. Come. The next gift. Thank you. 16:17. Now let's really want to go. Help me. Yes. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have received. Learn and avoid them. See? And avoid them. Avoid them. And notice this, okay? Division is never taught for long. Like somebody may ask me, how do I know what is doctrine and what is division? How do I know the difference between division and doctrine? Because Romans 16:17 says, mark them that cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine. So, how do I know doctrine and offenses? Just a few, apart from the things you have known, division is never taught for long. Division is always an inference. Division is always an interjection. Division is always like shock dose, like just interference, interjection. You cannot do series, you cannot really have a series on division. Are you with me? All the things we do in this place, we do because we have what? We taught it extensively. How would division come? Just come like, yes, sparingly, just come, pa 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 pa, pa. 5 minutes to scatter a work of 10 sermons. Are you with me? Okay. So, I say doctrine will take long days of teaching. Division will come in the form of an attack. A quick interjection. Doctrine will take long days of teaching, whereas division will come in the form of an attack. A quick interjection. Romans 16:18 now. 18. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good words and what? What's next? That word? Fear species. So, any other word for fear species in your own version? Fear species. Please help me. I like the shoe. Any other word for fear species? So, I know again. Any other word for fear species? Yes, sir? Grace. Praises, right? Laudation. Well said words. Sir? Flattering speech. Smooth stuff, right? Smooth talks. That means that it is. So, you know, maybe I've taken test and custom before. Custom. Is it smooth? Can you compare it with honey yogurt? Open up any yoga. That one that you just sell in bicycle. Open up, cannot compare. It's okay with. Okay, is that you need to sell it? Oh. you cannot compare funny yoga. No, you cannot. Praise God. So, but actually, at times, if you're not careful, the vision will look like funny yoga. Like Costco, not funny yoga. You get me? It will look smooth. It will look you look, you know, creamy. Different flavor. Are you with me? So don't take anybody there tonight. You look, give me a strawberry, which one again? Chocolate. Quickly. It's division. It's offenses. Amen, amen. So if you look so, if it's, think about it now, if it's not sugar-coated, how will you override 10 series of teaching? 10 parts, 10, the information in a 10-part series. So that means it must be well worth. You're in love here. Awesome. Let's know the potential that God has placed in your life. Right now, you could be excelling in the. Right now, you know, if you have been. You guys see, if you have been close to the judge, the judge, or the lawyer, son, you know, and you now you look at yourself like Nebuchadnezzar, like, yeah, it's true. This is my kingdom, which I have built. Which I have built with my power. Are you with me? Praise God. The rest of my life is the best of my life. Kuma, yes. The rest of my life, that is the best of my life. Do you believe it? Yeah, please. Amen, amen. You see, I'm in God's will for my life. Okay, so let's read verse 19. So again, so you see, part of the trait of division, you see impatience, okay? Impatience. It's a symbol of division. Impatience. 16:19 now. Let's read one to go, please help me. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad for on your behalf. Is good and simple concerning what? So simple there with me, what in context? Simple concerning evil. That means don't analyze evil. Just leave it that way. Keep it that way. You know? Don't analyze. Don't reason. You know, you say wise concerning good, right? That means meditate on this one. Don't evil. Pick it up. 21 to go. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. So write this down. I will explain this in our Jesus. So obedience, our obedience and unity is part of bruising Satan under the believer's feet. Our obedience and unity is part of the bruising of Satan under the believer's feet. Let me explain something from Genesis 3 for you. 15. Back to Genesis 3:15. Open. Genesis 3:15. Master God, don't take a kid, the gozid and a stove, the man, the grass, the palan. Nino stova, no stova, stova, the random. Are you there? Come on. Genesis what? Let's read loud and clear. Want to go? Put enmity between thee and the woman. A seed and a seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise. Okay, now, keep it down. So he's saying, it shall bruise thy head, right? And thou shalt what? Bruise his head. So the way, please listen to me, please listen now. The way this place look over the edges is that it will bruise thy head. That means, Satan, no, it shall bruise thy head. That means Jesus will bruise the Satan's head. But Satan too will bruise the heel of Jesus. No, actually, that's not what I was talking about. This verse is actually talking about total victory. Total victory over both the head and heel of Satan. It is not Satan that is victorious here, it is Christ that is victorious, is the believer. I will explain that later, much more later. So, when he's saying, it shall bruise the head, that is God dealing with Satan in redemption. He shall bruise thy heel. That is talking about the believer in the place of ministry. Jesus has done his own. We are doing ours today. That's why he's now saying, God, you will bruise Satan under where? Your feet shortly. That is bruising the heel of Satan, not of Jesus. Are you getting me? I'm not saying it very well. I'm just having to put it right in the way where you can put it. So one of the ways we walk in that total victory over Satan is in our obedience and unity. Say unity. Nothing can override unity. Nothing. Nothing. Like I told you, give me a church that is fervent together in one mind, one purpose, one mission. And you will see that the nation is so small for us to take. Nations are small. A man of God, Sunday Adelaide, went to Ukraine in Nigeria. And in 10 years, who knows that story? He became so influential that before their own National Assembly can do it, they will consult him. They will consult him. Now, I wish he's so particular on the gospel and he's so loud on that. So, what I'm just trying to say is that all those things that we call explosion is not impossible. We have been seeing it happening. What does it take for you to take over the world for Christ? Just the message. Is that not it? Do you know there are many countries where that has you? So, don't see it as impossible. That's what I'm saying. But one mind, right? Unity will defeat. Fervent will defeat. That means each and every one of us is particular about the spiritual growth of another. Why we are not looking away from the natural? Why we are not saying it's God, spirituals alone, why we are not saying, of course, trust. In fact, it's not myself. That's why we don't check up on one another. But we know that our priority is to what? Spur, S-P-U-R, right? One another into mastery in the things of God. I want to see you ill. I want to see the not even a worker, the average member raise a name from the wheelchair. Yeah, we challenge ourselves to that. Very soon right now. No, now we have started layout starting right now with each set. Yeah? With each set of training. Now your set will be going very soon. Which week are you going for yours? Next week. Awesome. An opportunity to manifest the glory of God. Sam, your set is coming, actually. And the workers in training, who are them? Yes, Mr. Grace. Yours is coming. An opportunity to showcase God's glory. Praise God. It will not be boring if we are all doing it together. It will not look that much. Hakim, are you hearing me? Where I live. Hope you are not pressing phone. I trust. The desire of God to bless and to feel the earth.
To have a world of songs. For God has spoken His will and shown us the way. We embrace it as ours, and we have what we say. It's not impossible.
while we are praying, because we are players, we are not spectators, okay? Everybody will play his part. What I just told you from those stories is that some ministries have already proved that it's possible. You with me? Some ministries have already proved this, that it's actually possible. That's why RCCG is a great encouragement. You with me? Now we know what is missing, we know what to supply, we know the... Everywhere in the world. That's just what we are saying. So I cannot have a church where everybody is not willing to pick up ministry. Must all be willing. We must teach ourselves. You know what you said? Is there anybody that does not have appetite, right? What do? With them. They are not hungry, we give you. If you're hungry, we feed you, right? If you're not hungry, we make you jog so that you can have appetite to eat. Amen, amen. So this ministry is for us all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray for you that your zeal will not go down. In the name of Jesus, with one mind, with one heart, we strive together for the faith of the gospel. Oh, time has to go vante, ranakanos to go valante, kimanos to go vambanande, gabida, should be in caress to go valamani, so anamanamas to go. Honey's cause we live.
To serve
me
for God, for this God of Christ. I will live now.
Everything aligns.
To serve me for God.
Once you are interested, you are encouraging me, you are encouraging someone. That's what I'm trying to say today, okay? So let's relate with ourselves in that light. Let's speak highly of ministry. Don't see ministry as the boring part of the conversation. Are you with me? Let it be happy to say at edifying assembly member that I know this one will encourage me again today. Let our normal flow be towards ministry. Before we say, have you entered the ministry again? Are you with me? Praise God. When I tell my wife, I love you. When I tell you, I love you. One, I love you. Two, the next, I love you. Two, you are, I'll mark my script. Hallelujah. Praise God. Have relationship in this life. See that word? Say everything what aligns. That is key. That means we're not saying don't do any other thing, but let them what align. Whatever align, that means let them plumb. You somebody say it's impossible. That's what we are praying. You will pray until you see a job that we are lying. Are you with me?
And we will pray until you see a Buddha we are like. Simple.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, sisters. Good prayer.
We love high. We are devoted to Christ.
What's the second part again?
I'll never get weary of doing the same thing.
I'm devoted.
I'm obedient
to Christ.
To Christ.
Never get worried. Come on, yeah?
I'll never get weary
doing the same thing.
Of doing the same thing.